You're listening to Soundside. I'm Mike Davis. I know it's spring and I don't want to bring up snow, but if you were to think about snow, what would you say that it sounds like? Do you think of the stillness it creates? The silence of empty roads? What about something that actually makes noise, like the physical phenomenon of snow hitting the ground? You probably can't hear that. Most people have probably never thought of trying. Most people aren't Yi Kaho. He succeeded in recording that noise.
With the microphones that will pick up many details and informations of the snow dropping sounds.
Yi Kaho is a Malaysian composer and Fulbright Scholar in Residence at Washington State University. And he moved to Pullman this August. Snow was totally new to him.
So when I first came last August, and then I think October or December is start snowing, and I'm so excited. This is totally new to me.
Kaho often makes field recordings, so recording the snow was a must.
This is so wonderful sound, like.
He has a YouTube channel with field recordings from all over the Palouse. Like the sound of melting snow at Elk River. Here's another recording from Kaho, contact microphones on a creaking tree. Or a sound sculpture that sits on top of the library at Wazoo's campus. These recordings became the groundwork for his latest composition, titled Of This Land. For the piece, Kaho wove the field recordings with English horn and a baritone singer. He says he chose the English horn for two reasons. One, it was similar to the sound sculpture.
First, I like the sounds, the quality of the English horns, and then also because of the melody and motif of the music that I compose is inspired by the sound sculptures that I heard from the WSUs, from the campus. So I get the idea from the sound sculptures that I heard and then transforms it into the musical note and played by the English horn.
The other reason is a hidden bonus. The English horn is similar to an oboe, which has special meaning for him.
I composed this also for my dear friends, Carrie McCarthy.
My name is Carrie McCarthy. I'm the current director of the School of Music at Washington State University, and I'm an oboist who also teaches music history here. Kaho's music tends to be quite rhythmically and pitch-wise active, so there's a lot of notes that get in between the bigger notes, for example. Lots of ornamentation, lots of reflection of traditional musics from Asia. This piece was really different. It looked similar in some ways, but he said right away, this is meant to be free. And when you look at the structure between the English horn and the voice, they respond to each other rather than interacting together. So instead of counterpoint, there's sort of voice and response, where we might be playing together, but sort of in a more reflective, conversational element than would be common. And I just loved it.
Carrie taught in Thailand in the early 2000s. She went back to Southeast Asia later, and an oboist there put her in touch with Kaho. They've been in contact ever since, and they are occasional collaborators. When Carrie had the opportunity to suggest a Fulbright scholar at Wazoo's music department, Kaho came to mind.
I've always had a great time with him. He is a fun person. He is a really dedicated composer. Some of his earlier pieces have like flute playing into box fan, which I think is just really interesting and fun. Staging is interesting. He's very dramatic. He has pieces with a lot of video components or performative components for the performers. So all of that seemed wonderful to me.
Of This Land incorporates many of Kaho's big ideas about space and about sound. The piece was performed in the Elson S. Floyd Cultural Center, a round building with multiple levels. Kerry McCarthy played the English horn on one level. The baritone singer stood on another. Audience members were the performers in the final section of the piece. They played Kaho's field recordings on their phones. As they moved around the space, a microphone captured the recordings and projected them back at the audience. Kerry says the mix of field recordings gave the piece a sense of place, a grounding in the inland Northwest, and a connection to the world outside the performance.
He captured all of these different sounds from 15 or 20 different places across the Palouse. Listening to those in lifetime was just an amazing experience. So creating this piece that allows for the listener to really engage with their own lived environment in a way that is intentional and focused for 20 minutes at a time. And then to hear this beautiful baritone voice and English horn playing come out of that.
Kaho uses his field recordings and composition to raise awareness about environmental degradation. In Malaysia, he recorded the rainforest to document biodiversity.
His capturing of the soundscapes here are also used as a record keeping for the quality of life for creatures in the spaces that he's inhabiting. And so the environmental impact of deforestation has caused really clear distinctions in terms of the frequencies being heard in the rainforest. He recorded materials from 2019 to 2020, and you could hear the differences that were caused, what types of creatures, what types of insects and bird song are missing. And I think that that mission is probably one of the main things that moves him forward.
Kaho is a classically trained composer, and he studied instrumentation and harmonics. He sees sound differently than most. He pays attention to the frequency of what's around him. Birds between 1,000 and 5,000 hertz, crickets and other insects at 4,000 hertz, human-made rumblings below 500 hertz. This is mimicked in how he scores his work. When he travels, he notices changes in soundscapes. On the island of Borneo, where he's from, the only noticeable change in seasons is the amount of rain.
And the soundscape of Borneo's rainforest has more biodiversity if compared to the sounds of Putman and Idaho, which I record here. But that doesn't mean the sound from the Putman and Idaho are less interesting. In fact, I had a great time listening to the soundscape as the season changed from the fall to the winters. And I'm looking forward to the spring season, that the soundscape is totally different due to the season change, and this is so amazing.
But to Kaho, field recording isn't just capturing the sound of snow falling. It's a way of giving the natural world a voice and a chance to advocate for itself. And what it's saying is up for the audience to decide.
I just want to emphasize that the nature is speaking, and there must be some message behind. We, as humans, need to listen carefully.
Thanks for listening to Soundside. And hey, this show is only possible because listeners support us. If you are able to give right now, check out the show notes for a link to donate. And don't forget, you can listen live on KUOW 94.9 FM Seattle at noon and 8 p.m., Monday through Thursday, or anytime online at KUOW.org.